Good evening. It is 5 p.m. and you're listening to Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What Will I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. In a message from South Frontenac Township, new bulk water station in Sydenham. Residents of South Frontenac Township can now access water at a new bulk water station in Sydenham. The station is located at 4252 Stagecoach Road and is a medium-scale fill station ideal for residents, businesses, and farmers who want potable water filled in containers typically of 1,000 liters or less. Users must set up an account and purchase a fob device and supply their own hose and fittings to use the station. The rate is $2.25 per cubic meter, 1,000 liters, taxes included. $25 preloaded fobs can be purchased at the township's offices located at 2490 Keeley Road during business hours. Troy Dunlop, Manager of Engineering and Capital Projects, states, quote, "We're very happy to be able to offer this service. We know there are many residents, businesses, and farmers who would like access to bulk potable water, whether it's for home or farm use. This new bulk water station will allow them to access safe potable water 7 days a week. The new bulk water filling station will also fill a critical need in times of emergencies and is another example of how the township is taking action to adapt to the impacts of climate change by making their community more resilient." For more information on how to set up an account or purchase a reloadable fob, see southfrontenac.net/bulkwater. Kingston Health Sciences Center looking to boost volunteer ranks back to pre-pandemic numbers. Today marks the beginning of National Volunteer Week, and Kingston Health Sciences Center is putting the call out to the community in hopes of attracting new or returning volunteers who are interested in making a difference in the lives of patients and families. Prior to the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, KHSC had more than 800 volunteers. Now that number sits at approximately 360. Alan Archer, Director, Workforce Planning and Labor Relations at KHSC, states, quote, "We needed to ramp down many of our volunteer programs in the early days of the pandemic to reduce the number of people inside the hospital. As life is now returning to normal, we're looking to ramp our programs back up. We are currently seeking people in the community who are interested in making KHSC a warmer place for everyone who enters our sites to receive care," end quote. Volunteers are highly valued members of the healthcare team at KHSC, and they play a vital role in helping to improve the patient experience and complement the high standard of patient care provided by staff and physicians. Archer states, quote, "KHSC volunteers support patients and family members throughout their healthcare journey and enhance each step of the patient experience. The sharing of time, skills, empathy, and creativity is vital to the inclusivity, strength, and well-being of our community," end quote. Individuals who are interested in volunteering can choose from a variety of roles, including direct patient support roles, where volunteers can spend time with patients, sharing hobbies or interests such as playing music, reading together, doing puzzles and crafts, or simply going for a walk. These volunteers are guided by a genuine desire to best meet the needs of the individuals they are engaging with. Sometimes they simply provide a warm blanket or sit quietly with an individual while their family takes a break. Liaison and information roles. These volunteers provide support by playing a critical role, helping people get where they need to go. Their objective is to be of assistance by providing directions, walking with someone to where they need to be, or calling for information or assistance on their behalf, making the hospital a more welcoming environment. Tuck shop, gift shop, and lottery booth roles. These roles are ideal for individuals who enjoy meeting new people, helping them find the perfect gift, making small talk, and providing a listening ear, in addition to a cup of coffee or lotto ticket. Not only do they help provide this vital service, but the profits raised from these businesses are donated back to the hospital to enhance patient care. Archer states, quote, "Volunteer roles are determined based on the individual's skills, experience, talents, and availability. We appreciate that people have busy lives, and we offer flexible scheduling, including weekday, evening, and weekend options, that can vary anywhere from 1 to 4 hours weekly, depending on the needs of the program," end quote. Gananoque resident Penny Huntley says her volunteer role at KHSC has been a fulfilling way to help make a difference in the lives of others. She stated, quote, "When I retired, I needed to find a sense of purpose that my previous career as a teacher had once provided. And it was initially decided that volunteering on the pediatric floor would be a great fit for me. Sometimes I would read stories and play games with children. Other times I'd go for walks or do crafts. I was just there to offer some extra interaction with the children and a break to parents who might need it. Recently, I've returned to working as a part-time supply teacher, and my volunteer role has shifted to making appointment reminder calls to patients. The people in the dermatology department that I work with have been so incredibly understanding and flexible with my volunteering schedule, and have been very accommodating in allowing me to work around my supply teaching needs. This has helped make volunteering at KHSC a very rewarding experience that has allowed me to give back to our community in a very satisfying way," end quote. KHSC has refined its application and orientation process to make the experience easier for interested individuals. To learn more about KHSC volunteer opportunities or to sign up for a virtual information session, you can visit kingstonhsc.ca/workingandvolunteering or call 613-548-2359. PSPC has issued an update on the LaSalle Causeway closure. PSPC would like to provide an update on the LaSalle Causeway following the public notices issued on April 2nd and 4th. The specialized equipment brought in last week was able to support the counterweight and stabilize the structure, and PSPC was able to conduct initial inspections on the bridge. Detailed laser surveys will continue this week to determine the precise positions of all parts of the bridge structure. Damage to the compromised diagonal element is extensive and requires a complex repair solution. PSPC has assembled a diverse team of specialized engineers and contractors to expedite the development of a repair solution. They are hoping to find a solution and reopen the bridge as soon as possible. PSPC is also exploring options to resume safe pedestrian access to the bridge while work is ongoing. The health and safety of the traveling public on the LaSalle Causeway is of utmost importance to PSPC. As efforts continue, PSPC wishes to inform users that the bridge will remain closed for several weeks. The timelines to reopen the bridge to pedestrian and vehicular traffic, as well as to resume marine operations, remain unknown. However, they are confirming that reopening for marine operations by the start of the marine season, which usually takes place on May 1st, will not be feasible. PSPC is committed to providing more information as it becomes available and encourages users to consult its public notices and social media channels for more updates. In a message from the City of Kingston, hashtag WasteNotYGK giveaway day is April 20th. Saturday, April 20th is the first giveaway day of 2024, the day you can put out reusable items you no longer want for your neighbors who might like them. Adam Mueller, Supervisor of Solid Waste Disposal, states, quote, "Giveaway days are an effective and unique way to reduce waste in Kingston. When you pick up secondhand items, you not only save them from the landfill, you also reduce the waste associated with packaging and the greenhouse gas emissions associated with manufacturing new goods. Giving away items also helps community members save money. Share pictures of your giveaway day items on Instagram or X at #WasteNotYGK. Giveaway day guidelines. Only set out appropriate items that you know someone else might want. Appropriate items include books, CDs, DVDs, furniture and small appliances, electronics, construction materials, kitchen gadgets, dishes, cutlery, pots and pans, and yes, unwanted gifts. The Consumer Product Safety Bureau of Health Canada advises that these items should not be given away or picked up. Baby walkers, cribs, car seats, strollers, playpens, bath seats, mattresses, blinds, and toys. How to put items out. Place items at the curb in front of your home. Place stickers or signs on the items with the word free. Ensure any items that you do not want taken are kept away from items placed at the curb. At the end of the day, bring any uncollected items back into your home. The city will not collect unwanted items left at the curb. Consider donating them to a local charity. How to pick items up. Respect others' property, do not walk on lawns or gardens. Take only the items that are marked free and placed at the curb. Don't leave previously picked up items on the curb at other people's properties. Find the guidelines at cityofkingston.ca/giveaway. That wraps up our headlines for this evening, and next up, I'm throwing it to Jesse Bell with our CFRC Sports Desk for this evening.
This is Jesse Bell with the CFRC Sports Report for Monday, April 15, 2024. Three members of the Wilson Cup-winning national finalist Queen's University men's basketball team will be playing professional basketball in 2025. The Canadian Elite Basketball League, or CEBL, was founded in 2017 and games began in 2019. There are now 10 teams stretching across six provinces, four from Ontario, two from Alberta, and one from British Columbia, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Quebec, respectively. The CEBL held their annual rookie draft over the weekend. The first overall pick was Ismael Diouf, who went to the Montreal Alliance. Diouf was a key contributor on that Laval Rouge Or national title team. The Brampton Honey Badgers selected OUA MVP Callum Baker second overall. At the start of the second round, with the 11th overall pick, the Niagara River Lions selected Kingston's own Lucas Sillis. Sillis played a major role on this Queen's University team that won their first Wilson Cup in nearly 70 years. Lucas' brother Cole Sillis, who hit the buzzer beater to win the Wilson Cup, was selected 19th overall by the Brampton Honey Badgers. The day was not yet done for the Gaels, however, as in the third round, with the 27th overall pick, the Ottawa Blackjacks selected Michael Kelvin II. That's three Queen's University players and three Kingston basketball players selected to play professionally at the next level. The 2024 CEBL season is set to tip off on Tuesday, May 21st at 7 p.m. with a nationally televised game between the Calgary Surge and the Edmonton Stingers, live from the Scotiabank Saddle Dome. We here at CFRC wish to congratulate these three young men on their outstanding achievements and wish them nothing but the best at the professional level. For the CFRC Sports Desk, this is Jesse Bell signing off.
Hello and welcome to Campus Corner. My name is Erica Singh and here are your campus news headlines. Queen's top earners for the year 2023 have been revealed, with the highest paid employees receiving six-figure salaries. The Ontario Sunshine List was published on March 28th and showcases salaries over $100,000, indicating an average of an 8.5% raise across the university among budget cuts. Here are some notable changes. Jane Philpott, the Dean of the Faculty of Health Sciences, earned $546,053. Elspeth Murray, the Director for the Center of Entrepreneurship, Innovation and Social Impact, earned $512,348. Wanda Costin, the Dean of the Smith School of Business, earned $479,578. The Principal, Patrick Deegan, earned $418,577. And Jim Hamilton, the Director of the Graduate Diploma in Business, earned $401,884. Next, Kingston was abuzz with excitement as it anticipated the arrival of 500,000 tourists for the total solar eclipse on April 8th. Queens, in collaboration with the City of Kingston, took proactive measures to ensure the safety and enjoyment of residents and visitors during this rare celestial event. Preparations began over 2 years ago when the Queen's Eclipse Task Force was established, with the aim of educating the public about the eclipse and distributing eclipse-safe glasses. Led by Robert Nobel, head of the Department of Physics, Engineering, and Physics Astronomy, the task force organized educational sessions in schools and distributed over 100,000 certified eclipse glasses to students and residents. On the day of the eclipse, volunteers stationed across the city ensured the safety of viewers and distributed additional glasses. Nobel emphasized the importance of using certified glasses to prevent eye damage, cautioning against looking directly at the sun's rays, even during the eclipse. The eclipse presented an opportunity for Queens to engage with the community with a focus on inclusivity. Glasses were provided to community organizations serving vulnerable populations, and apps were recommended for blind and low vision individuals to experience the eclipse through sound and vibrations. Next, Queens has announced the appointment of Gordon E. Smith as the director of the Isabel Bader Center for a two-year term starting July 1, 2024. Dr. Smith, who is a professor in the Dance School of Drama and Music, has served as the interim director of the Isabel for the past 2 years. During his tenure, he has played a pivotal role in planning the 10th anniversary session of the Isabel and has championed initiatives focused on indigenization, equity, diversity, inclusion, and accessibility in its programming and operations. With a background in ethnomusicology, Dr. Smith brings a wealth of administrative experience to his new role. He has held various leadership positions within the Faculty of Arts and Science, including Vice Dean, Interim Dean, Associate Dean, and Director of the School of Music. His current research focuses on music and intersectional cultural and social practices in the Mi'kmaq communities in Cape Breton. Dr. Smith holds a Bachelor of Arts, Master of Arts, and a PhD in Musicology from the University of Toronto, as well as an ARCT diploma in piano performance. That's all for me today. Thank you so much. Now over to the weather.
Now for your CFRC weather report for this evening. Tonight we're expecting partly cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers this evening, clearing overnight with a low of +2. Tomorrow, Tuesday, April 16th, we're expecting sunny skies becoming a mix of sun and cloud near noon. We have a high of 13 and a UV index of 5 or moderate, then a clear evening with a low of +3. On Wednesday, the 17th of April, we'll have cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers, a high of 12. And Wednesday night, cloudy skies with a 60% chance of showers and a low of 9. This trend will continue for the remainder of the week with cloudy skies and a high chance of showers. That wraps up your weather report for this evening, and next up is your CFRC weekly traffic report. Now for your CFRC weekly traffic report for April 12th to 18th. Reduced load restrictions will temporarily come to an end in Kingston as of April 15th. Heavy trucks and loads will not be restricted on city roads until further notice. LaSalle Causeway. PSPC wishes to advise users that the LaSalle Causeway will be fully closed to motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians until further notice. In road closures to look out for, University Avenue, Union to Earl is still closed until May 29th for the Queen's JDUC project. 7th Avenue, Alfred Street to Hillcrest Avenue is closed from April 9th to May 4th for sanitary sewer system replacement. Road will be open to local traffic. Hillcrest Avenue, Kings Court Avenue to 7th Avenue is closed from April 2nd to May 31st for buried infrastructure replacement. The road will be open to local traffic. In parking disruptions, the Hanson Memorial Parking Structure Restoration Project is now underway. The work will take place throughout all levels of the building and will include efforts such as routine structural maintenance, repainting, replacing of waterproofing materials, and upgrades to the building's mechanical and electrical systems. The work is planned to conclude in late December of this year. The work will be completed in phases to allow the building to remain open to public parking for the duration of the project. It is anticipated that no more than 50% of the available 271 parking spaces will be closed at any time. There's also parking availability at the Chan Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the two adjacent blocks to the west. In other delays, Queen Street, Montreal Street to Sydenham Street expect an eastbound lane closure until May 15th. Detours will be in place for the duration of the closure. Princess Street, Bay Ridge Drive to Collins Bay Road expect delays from April 8th to 30th while contractors are completing construction restoration work in that area. Bay Ridge Drive, Woodbine Road to Cataract Way Woods Drive expect delays from April 15th to 30th while contractors are completing construction restoration work in that area. That wraps up your weekly CFRC traffic report. Next up is your events and concerts calendar for this week. And now it's time for the CFRC Community Concerts and Events Calendar for April 15th to 21st. Have an event you'd like covered on our website and news programming? Contact us via cfrc.ca today. Tonight on April 15th at 7 p.m. at Daft, play four or more rounds of music trivia. Host Bon Evans will lead the evening and will be asking questions and playing clips, showing pictures, and really anything that fits into the world of music. Test your musical knowledge as a solo attendee or as a team and see if you can earn the most points. Winning team walks away with bragging rights and a $50 gift card. There will also be trivia at Brass at 8 p.m. tonight in teams of four. Come early and bring three of your smartest friends. Free and 19 plus only. Tomorrow on April 16th, 18th, and 20th, the Kingston Public Market will be held at Springer Market Square, 216 Ontario Street, featuring local vendors. The market will be open from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. and will be open every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday until late fall. To view a full list of vendors, you can visit kingstonpublicmarket.ca/vendors. On April 17th and every Wednesday, Peace and Quiet at the Spire will take place between 11 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. You are welcome to experience the peace and quiet of the historical sanctuary of the Spire during a time of silent meditation and contemplation. Come and go anytime within those hours. Enter through the main doors at 82 Sydenham Street. Proof of vaccination and masks are required. All are welcome. On Wednesday night, also be sure to book a table at Shea Piggy, Mango, or River Mill for dinner to support Trellis HIV and community care, with 25% of proceeds going towards the organization throughout the evening. Head to Daft for trivia at 7 p.m. on April 17th. Come early and prepare for a great night of beers and trivia. $100 of prizes to be won. On April 18th, participate in a large painting workshop at 77 Princess Street on the second floor. Expand your creativity and explore scale in this large painting workshop guided by Sasha Jimenez French. Embrace the opportunity to craft a large-scale painting tailored for your space, whether you're flying solo or collaborating with friends. All materials are provided, ensuring you have everything you need to bring your vision to life. Feel free to bring along your favorite snacks to fuel your creativity throughout the workshop. And for your convenience, paintings can be left to dry at the studio, ready to be picked up at a later date, allowing you to focus solely on the joy of creation. Remember to bring any reference materials or sources of inspiration for your piece. Additionally, if you have specific space in mind for your artwork, please bring a photo to help tailor your creation to perfection. Once again, this event is on April 18th at 6 p.m. at 77 Princess Street on the second floor. You can register at birdgirlarts.com. Also on April 18th at 8 p.m., be sure to visit Musiki to see Sarah Segal-Lazar live. Pull on your rhinestone boots and zip up your moto jacket, because the femme fatale of folk is coming to Kingston. Her performance at Musiki is part of her 401 Plus tour. Admission is by donation. If you're looking for some live music on April 19th, be sure to visit Chris Jackson live at Blue Martini. He'll be starting at 6:30 p.m. and playing until 9:30 p.m. You never know who will join Chris on stage, but be prepared to be entertained as he delivers some amazing rock and classic rock favorites. Come early to snag your seat and warm up for the show. This Saturday, April 20th at Slush Puppy Place is the second annual Kingston Beer and Taco Festival presented by Cowbell Brewing Company and in collaboration with Very Hot Sauce. The Beer and Taco Festival is a 19 plus event with cash only. The event takes place over the entire day in two sessions. If you don't like beer, there are plenty of non-beer options like cider or spirits. Session 1 will be from 1 to 5 p.m. and session 2 will be from 5 to 10 p.m. on Saturday. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.ca under iHeartBeer. Finally, on April 21st, are you a trans, non-binary, genderqueer, genderfluid, or any other non-cisgender person who wants a safer space to swim and to meet other students and the wider trans community members? Head over to the Athletics and Recreation Center at 283 Earl Street on April 21st at 2:30 p.m. for a solidarity swim. Swimmers will meet at the Arc Earl Street entrance at 2:20 p.m. This event is free and open to the wider Kingston community. For more information and to register, you can visit gogalesgo.com. This has been Christina with your weekly event and concerts calendar for April 15th to 21st. Wishing you all a great week. Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and the Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.